This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
A radio.com station.
The Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup. I will have my entire body waxed on this show.
I'm ready to wax.
Ow!
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Ow!
I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Ow!
And I pity,
ow,
any girl who's in me today.
Ow! Oh, that one hurt.
You should have played around with the bag first.
And now,
a tornado of poop.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I'd never made a contingency plan for stolen chicken.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
There's a whole Pornhub channel for this.
Oh.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
It's a national disgrace.
This.
It was crippling diarrhea.
Is.
Just dirty.
The Hillman Morning Show.
It was the greatest sexual awakening of my life.
Oh, God.
With your host.
I mean, are you prepared to face the verbal wrath?
The virtually hairless.
Wow, I like that idea. Sign me up.
Greg Hill.
I will place my mouth and my head into the opening.
Oh, that's strange.
The newly hairy Lyndon Byers on sports.
Let's Google your fights on YouTube.
You see him running around in his underwear.
I'm a personality on a radio show.
There's something.
Captain Light Switch, no eggplant. Yeah.
The strategically hairy Danielle Murr with news.
I've had enough bad sex.
She is very feisty and she will come at you.
Just stuff it.
I'm not.
Stuff it.
And Mike Hsu, who's hairy in all the wrong places.
You're fully extended now.
I think legalizing marijuana is a wonderful thing.
I'm like, I'm just putting it in my mouth.
Don't be a pot smoker.
There'll be a lot of balls flying through the air.
It's.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
The Hillman Morning Show.
No other smell like it.
I had to have whacked it on something good.
Yeah, we're not dealing with mental giants here.
Get it out. Get it in.
I hope that there's a caressing lube involved.
BYOB means bring your own butter.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
Wowie zowie, come back over here.
Going on, everybody.
Hello.
Happy Friday. And may I be the first, or perhaps if FWB spent the night, may I be the second to say happy birthday, Danielle.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Happy big birthday. Day today.
Yes.
What are you 29 again?
How yes, many for the 13th time?
Yes.
Time,
yes.
42
years old.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday?
I got a little dinner with mom and her boyfriend tonight.
Oh.
Some various weekend. This is nice because I like, cause obviously, it's no secret I like food. So this is when I get to reap the circle of all the friends I've taken out for dinner for their birthday the
right.
rest of the year.
Right.
And everyone's like, hey, I want to take you out for dinner for your birthday. And I'm like, I'm booked out for the next 3 weeks. You want to tire at the beginning of August?
Now, when you say mom and her boyfriend.
Yes.
It's Hsu, right?
Yes.
Is that,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
We wear our Star Trek uniforms.
Yeah. Federation
Hsu. Don't forget, both Danielle's mom and Mark Hsu are Trekkies.
Yes,
so
yes.
They have
absolutely.
That, they have that in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Well, I'm guessing that at some point you'll get a live birthday rendition of the Happy Birthday song, because if I remember correctly, Michael P. Mahone, the Can Man, was going to ride his bicycle here to Brighton in the rain.
Yeah.
Because he has calculated somehow that this would be, today would be my 7,000th show on this radio station. I don't know. I'm going to have to double check his math, because, I mean, I don't know. I'm pushing 29 years that I have been on the air here in the morning on this frequency on this station.
You can't look at me for these numbers.
No, LB, I would never ask you for math or accurate sports
Seriously.
Information. Those are two things that I don't go to you for, but I would assume that you'll get a live happy birthday song from Michael P. Mahone, the Can Man.
I love it.
All right. Well, are you happy with things at 42? How do you feel right now? I mean, you're in a much better mood since you started that FWB relationship.
That's been going on for a while. That's not new. It has. I'm excited for this year, because I feel like I'm in a good place. I've been trying to work on things since, you know, early this year and in the winter, and improving my own life and my health and my figure and all that stuff. And
let me tell you something. Your figure is, I don't look at it, but it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
It's very hourglassy. Are you hourglassy or are you?
I'm aiming for hourglassy. It used to be a little bit more apple. Now we're shrinking the midsection, but it's nice because all the clothes I've been buying for the last 20 years in the wrong size, I can actually wear now. So I can go shopping in my own closet. So
In basic terms, they called it a midlife crisis.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm assembling a list of 42 things I want to learn or do this year, in my 42nd year.
Lame.
No, it's not. It's
that
fun. Like, I want to learn how to saber a champagne bottle.
So
my friend Kelsey's going to teach me how to
nice.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
awesome.
Cool stuff like that that I always, like, I want, like, I'm taking sailing lessons.
Yeah.
You know, I want to learn how to golf. Just like all those things I always said, like, someday I'd like to blah, blah, blah.
Did you say you want to learn how to swallow a champagne bottle? Oh. Was that what you said?
Greg.
It was.
Pretty sure I learned that in college.
Well, that's exciting. All right. Well, it's Danielle's birthday, and we will celebrate throughout the show this morning. If you'd like to call and you'd like to share happy birthday wishes, or you want to talk about whatever's on your mind, you could call 617-764-9223. And that's the number to call when I give away tickets this morning during the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. We're giving away a pair of tickets every hour, every weekday. And coming up during this first hour this morning, I have tickets for you to go see Korn and Alice in Chains coming up in August at the Xfinity Center. And coming up during the 7 o'clock hour, I have tickets for you to go see Knotfest at the Xfinity Center in August. And during the 8 o'clock hour, I got tickets to go see Iron Maiden. And I got more tickets for Korn and Alice in Chains during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. So there are a lot of tickets, and they could all be yours if you are listening throughout the show this morning. What else do I want to mention to you? We're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8. And so you can leave one of those right now. And the Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now. We'll play your voicemail message back at 8. There is a mathematician who is texting in from a 978 number who took a moment to do a little figuring with perhaps an abacus and says that, Greg, if you never took a vacation or a sick day or a holiday, then you would have worked 7,540 days at 5 days a week for 29 years.
Okay.
So therefore, my 29th anniversary would be in the fall. I think it's in September. And so, therefore, you can remove another 30, 40 days out of that number. And then that means that I would have, I've probably taken 500 vacation days over 29
Wait,
years.
Wait, just this year?
Does that sound about, not this year, Shu.
Oh, sorry.
About 500 vacation days. So maybe it is. Maybe today is the 7,000th show that I have done on this radio station.
Well, cheers.
I don't know. Thank you. I'm hoping that Danielle will sometimes saber a champagne bottle during the show this morning so that we can share it.
That'd be great.
Today's weather. It's going to rain for a good part of the day today. I think the sun is actually going to be out during the midday, but then the rain is going to be back this afternoon. The high today is going to be 84, and it is 70 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Also, on the show this morning at around 8:30, we are going to talk to a hockey coach who has been in the news the last couple days. He's a Connecticut hockey coach who demanded that his athletes stand for the national anthem. And we talked about this yesterday. There were some who were calling for his head and wanted him to be fired for that.
I mean, and I, you know, I'll take it seriously, Hill Dog.
Yes.
If the some are the parents of the kids,
that would be the only way that you would take.
Otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, everybody else kiss my ass.
Yes. Yes.
This is the federal league team.
Yeah.
So they're not. It's not youth hockey.
Yeah. It's like adults.
Minor league.
Yeah.
Hockey.
It's
yeah.
like
no,
it's
no, the no, Danbury no. Hat Tricks.
Yeah. It's minor league. I mean, it's they're grown ups. But
well,
yeah,
come on, they're hockey players.
So yeah, he's going to join us at 8:30.
Yeah, and John Krupinski.
And we'll find out how he feels now about America, if he still feels the same way about America. This is JR. Happy Friday, JR.
Happy Friday, guys.
What's going on?
You just mentioned mathematicians, and I gave you an obscure reference.
Yes.
Ben Affleck's movie, The Accountant, he used the names of all famous mathematicians as his aliases.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
The Accountant is a pretty good movie.
It is a good movie.
Pretty good movie with Ben Affleck, as some call him.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
All right. Coming up in just a moment, when driving around in your car with a canister of random radioactive metal, where do you put it?
What?
We'll find out coming up. Also, a Dairy Queen employee is out of a job because she had weed on her mind.
Oh,
And there's good news when it comes to the ladies from the Angry Bagel Midget. Is it okay to call him that?
No, you cannot use that word.
I mean, you and I can. But.
Well, a complete turnaround in the life of the vertically challenged angry bagel guy. And so we'll get to all of that and the rest of today's news. And that is coming right up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the birthday greetings are floating in, Danielle.
Yes.
Are they floating? I don't know. They're rolling in, I guess.
Yeah.
On the text line.
If it were Shu, they'd probably be floating in.
Like, for instance, this texter says, "Happy birthday, Booty Queen."
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, the Booty Queen.
I'm like Booty Queen Jr.
42 years old.
Yes.
And I'm sure if you're like me, you'd prefer a gift to a greeting, but whatever. I mean, if they want to send their greetings over, that's fine.
Yeah, you can send a greeting. You could donate to my my Animal Care Foundation if you'd like.
Oh.
That always helps.
Are you the kind of person that believes that since you're turning 42, you have everything you need? Or, I mean, do you tell people that when they say, hey, I'd like to get you something for your birthday? Do you say, oh, don't, please, don't get me anything. I've got everything I need.
But if there's something you really want to get, here's a list of things I'd like versus the thing that you're going to run out and try to get a token gift that's just going to clutter up my house that I'm going to have to list on eBay in 2 years.
It's like the third toaster gift at the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. You like, please check the registry. Right.
You're like, here's my Amazon.com list.
Have a wish list on Amazon. Sure.
Yes. Oh, you do?
I mean, I usually wind up buying most of the things off it, but that's okay. That's fine.
This text says, happy birthday, Danielle from Daddy. Hello. I'm Danielle's.
Thanks, Daddy.
This is Shannon. Oh, it's the Shannon. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. What is it? The Shannon or the Shannon?
The Shannon. The Shannon. Oh, boy. Yes.
Okay. Danielle, I wanted to wish you a wonderful day today.
Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it.
And just stay indoors with air conditioning because it's going to be sticky and muggy.
Yep. Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Greg, did you check that book out yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy, she's
I will. I promise. I promise. I got a lot of dominations to play before I can read a book. I won another war last night, by the way. Absolutely dominated.
What war?
What do you mean?
Like, are there different wars?
Yeah, you attack other people. Okay. You figure out what their nation's strength is.
Okay.
And Hollandia was attacking. We were in attack mode last night.
Wow.
And we were victorious.
Who'd you attack? Do you know the name of the place?
I attacked an 11-year-old boy from Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, no. Oh, Sven?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Sven is an adult.
Sven is definitely not an adult.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do not say anything negative about Sven on the show because he'll kick me out of the alliance, and I don't want to be kicked out of the alliance.
Does he have to start kissing Donnie Sweeney's ass too now, or that's separate, right? Just kidding, Donnie. I love you, buddy.
I talked to Donnie Sweeney yesterday.
How's he doing?
He said he's great. He said he's really enjoying the program. Mm-hmm. And he still doesn't like you, but
he doesn't
care about Don Sweeney, maybe, has
more important things to do than care about my dislike of his press conference timing years ago.
He's got two RFAs to sign, McAvoy and Carlo.
Guy's
Let's
busy.
Go, Sweeney dog.
Exactly.
McAvoy, what do you think McAvoy's going to get, LB? What would your guess be?
I think if he's smart.
In the five range or?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right? You know, I would say four.
Four and a half or five or something like that.
Anywhere, probably. You know, that's the market. I mean, he's going to be a stud. He's going to be making $11 million. He's like, 23 years old?
Oh, he's not even that old yet, I don't think.
So my point is that he's so young, I think it'd be silly of his agent to turn down a mid-range great offer of somewhere between 3 and 4 for, 4 years.
For 4 years or something like that. Let's see. Here's a 774 text. It says, happy birthday to my future sugar mama.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Stan, stop texting from the other room.
And here's a text that says, happy birthday from Angry Bagel Midget.
No, please stop saying midget. Yeah. That's all I want for my birthday.
Don't say that.
I don't like that. No all M's, right. No R word.
Well, isn't it okay if the guy is like an angry a-hole to people?
No.
In like public places? Isn't it okay to call him?
No.
You can't give him the credit because that's why he does it.
Don't get down on his level.
Right.
His whole deal is his YouTube channel.
Right. He's doing it for the looks or the hits.
He's doing it for the views and the site. Do me a favor, if you like this video, like, comment, and subscribe. Do you think he's going to get endorsement from Fit Tea now?
I don't think so.
You know, ladies never used to like me until I got Fit Tea.
Obscure reference on the wedding toasters from a 774 texter. When Stanley buys Pam and Roy a toaster, and the wedding is called off.
Yes.
Daniel.
What did you get?
Let's see. This right here is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
It's Bish. What's up, Bish?
Hello, Bish.
Happy birthday, you old bag.
Thanks, buddy.
No, all seriousness, Danielle, we go way back. I love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And if anybody's listening, please donate to her charity, Blues Bridge. She does amazing work for charity animals that need rescuing.
Thank you so much. Did you say
Blues Balls? What's the name of the, what is it, Blues?
Blues Bridge.
Oh, Blues Bridge.
Yeah, you know how there's like the Rainbow Bridge?
No, I don't know anything about that.
The Rainbow Bridge is when a pet dies. They go over the Rainbow Bridge, right?
Okay.
So I named my Animal Rescue Foundation after my first rescue dog, Blue, who was an amazing Doberman that always helped out all my fosters. She would take care of kitties and all the dogs and everything else. So Blues Bridge is the one right before the Rainbow Bridge that either gets an animal in need to its home or to its final resting place. So,
oh, all right.
It's very deep.
Yeah.
It's a very deep situation.
I hear you. All right.
That's what she said.
Hold on a second. This is Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. Two quick things. First, Danielle,
yes.
I hope you froze some eggs because you're getting old. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ryan.
Greg, how much of Brees and Julia's inheritance have you spent on in-game purchases in this game?
I'm pretty proud of this. And you'll know that this is a fact because I'm frugal.
Mm-hmm. Cheap.
I have spent not a cent on Dominations. Everything that I have obtained, all of my ham bones and my gold coins, and my soldiers and my generals and my tanks and my flamethrowers, and all of that I have obtained on my own via the hard work I've put into the game.
Yeah, but you're still in that iron, the lowest level.
No, I'm not in the lowest. Are you kidding me? I'm in the French Iron Age, and I'm almost out of it. So I'm almost...
What's next? Is it the Renaissance? You have to wear tights.
Okay.
Well, Shu...
with the skirt,
the ruffled skirt.
When it comes to me, Shu,
yeah.
Every pair of pants I put on could be called tights, if you know what I'm saying. if you know what I mean.
That's a terrible visual.
Right. Oh, all right. Today's weather. It is raining now. And it's going to rain right up until about noon, and then the sun may come out for a little bit, and then the rain is going to be back this afternoon. The high today is going to be 84, and right now it is 70 here in Brighton. Sometime this hour, I'm going to give away another pair of tickets for one of the biggest shows this summer. This is the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. We're hooking you up every single weekday, every hour, with tickets for the best shows. And this hour, I'm going to give away another pair of tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains. So keep listening, and sometime before 7, I'll hook you up. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. And you can leave a message right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Here's a 508 text that says, I'd love to know how many listeners you've lost since you started to talk about your stupid game.
I don't know, but you're still texting, so cyclical.
I mean, do you think that, if I mention that I'm gaming on my phone in order to mock and ridicule myself.
Yeah.
Do you feel like listeners are tuning out because of that? I don't know.
I think this person missed that part of the self-deprecating part of it.
Yes.
I think they missed it.
Don't worry, Greg. Video games are just a fad.
They're
going to disappear.
Nobody
plays Galaga anymore.
Galaga. You're right.
Greatest game on the planet.
Hey, let's talk about the Dairy Queen employee who lost her job because she made a mistake on an ice cream cake and what the theme of the ice cream cake was supposed to be. Where did this happen?
This happened in Midgeville, Georgia, okay?
Okay.
And a woman called to order a birthday cake for her daughter who was turning 25. And her daughter loves the Disney movie Moana, okay? Have you seen Moana? It's a tear fest.
It's incredible.
I haven't.
It's amazing.
Okay. So it's okay for a 25-year-old to be in love with a Disney movie? Is that okay?
You know the adult Disney files exist.
Okay, yes.
You know these people. Okay.
Right. So it's Moana?
Moana.
What's it about? A princess or something?
A little girl, and she stands in the face of the monster. I was crying through half of it when I watched it with my friend Melissa's kids. How do you watch this all the time? It's so emotional.
She's a Hawaiian girl.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
She's incredible.
All right. So the cake is supposed to be a Moana-themed
cake.
Okay.
Now, when the mom called to order it, evidently she has a very thick and heavy Southern accent. So the employee at Dairy Queen who took the order misheard Moana as marijuana.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I can understand
you could see that, yeah. Right? I mean, it's not outrageous. So when the mom went to pick the cake up, it said, "Happy 25th birthday, Kensley." It had a big pot leaf on it and My Little Pony with bloodshot eyes smoking a joint.
Yeah.
I mean, not a bad marijuana cake, right?
That's creativity.
That's great.
Now, the family thought it was pretty funny and that, you know, they understood that there was a mix-up and they didn't have a big problem with it. But Cassandra Walker, who is the employee, she's a mother of two who made the cake, got fired.
Oh.
Now, the manager is the one that misheard the order. This other employee makes the cake, and she's the one that gets gonged. So she's really upset about it. She doesn't think it's very funny at all. But we actually have some sound from Kensley, who's the birthday girl, talking about, you know, the fact that they thought it was a funny cake.
I think they thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia. We kind of have an accent, so Moana, marijuana. I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were like, let's just throw a little pony on there. So they put the little pony on there, and it had red eyes smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom. I was very shocked. I was like, it was hilarious to me. I was very impressed by the artistic capabilities of them to be able to do the design that they did.
Wait a minute. The marijuana leaf was a tramp stamp?
It was on his pony.
On My Little Pony?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, shame on the owner.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. Probably corporate.
That was corporate, yeah, right?
You know, corporate steps in. Corporate can't have that.
She obviously read that book that you like, Greg. What's it called? Yes is the Answer?
No. The book is The New Gold Standard.
Uh-huh.
It's about the Ritz-Carlton.
Right.
And their theme is, the answer is yes. What's the question?
Right.
Yeah.
So she said that. They thought she said marijuana. They didn't question it. They got the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't get any credit for that? Come
That's
on.
That's also Danielle's mission when it comes to FWB. The answer is yes. What's the act?
Is the new gold standard in age and dominations?
Will you stop mentioning that game? We're losing listeners.
Out. You lost 0.3 listeners.
Scott from Weymouth is here. Yes. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I had to call in. Danielle, happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend.
And you should be very proud of yourself, what you do with your organization and what you do for animals. I think it's very cool, personally.
Thank you.
Quick, obscure, happy birthday, Danielle. And Greg, obscure reference.
Yes.
I just heard you mention something, Bloodshot Eyes. How about the lyric? She will know the song. I don't know if you will, Greg. Remember Corrosion of Conformity, Clean My Wounds, the opening verse.
Yes.
I see the world through bloodshot eyes.
Yes.
Yep. Listen, now, Greg, you got to pull some strings, brother.
Yeah.
Remember I wanted to meet Mick Jagger? It never happened.
Yeah.
You know who I want to meet?
Who?
Jerry Cantrell. And I know you could get that done. What do I got to do? Let's hang out. Backstage, I want to meet Jerry.
We already hung out at the Miss Bikini pageant.
I hope you enjoyed my company.
I did enjoy your company.
Thank
of course
you,
I did. You're a marvelous man.
Really?
Don't
blow me up too much. It's Danielle's birthday, not mine.
Scott, let me work on it. I'll work on it for you, pal.
Why?
He's a nice guy.
Well, get off your wallet, dude. They probably have a meet and greet. There's a VIP meet and greet that costs a certain amount of dollars.
It'd be a nice thing. Why not? The guy listens to the show religiously. A nice thing to do for him.
Would it be a nice thing for Jerry Cantrell, though?
Yeah, can you imagine?
It would not be a nice thing for... Imagine him berating Jerry Cantrell with questions about
Jerry,
every song.
40 seconds, Jerry. the Jar Flies album, Jerry.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Nothing. I was listening yesterday when you were talking about that woman that's in jail for texting her boyfriend.
Michelle Carter, who is the subject of the HBO documentary I Love You, Now Die, 2 episodes, one of the best documentary pieces I have seen in recent memory, yes.
Yeah, well, her whole appeal is based on freedom of speech.
Correct.
It's about, is it protected? What she said, is it protected?
Yes.
And certain things are not protected under freedom of speech. One of them is, don't yell fire in a crowded movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Charlie Manson telling people to go kill themselves, but
correct.
I think she's going to eventually lose because it's not protected. It's not free speech.
Well, I guess the question, we talked a lot about this yesterday, but the question would be at what point is someone responsible for an act that they commit? And in this case, the young man Conrad
killed himself, and he did it with carbon monoxide. Is he responsible for that, or are you able to go back and say that Michelle Carter, by her text messages, what she said to him when he got out of the car and she said, get back in, is she responsible? Mm-hmm. Or could you go back and look at family relationships, the fight that he got in with his father, when they accused his father of assault, how do you figure out who is responsible when somebody commits an act like that themselves, and can you blame other people? So yes, Supreme Court, very interesting question, but you got to watch the documentary. It's so good. All right, it is 6:35. And the news this first hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. Now, Greg, I know you think this should have happened earlier, but R. Kelly has been arrested on federal sex trafficking charges.
It's about time.
It is.
So the feds picked R. Kelly up.
Yep.
Is he going to be sharing a cell with Jeffrey Epstein? R. Kelly. I mean, if you're singing about how young women in Africa underage ought to be getting their passports and their shots so they could come back to America with you, then you should definitely be arrested on sex trafficking charges.
I got it. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America.
That's your cue to take a shower this morning.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy federal prison.
He's probably going to get out and do one of those quick appearances where he shows up at the club and he plays like 30 minutes of a song and they pay him $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know. All right. Well, that's good. That's good news, I think.
Yes.
R. Kelly is under arrest on federal sex trafficking charges this morning.
Speaking of arrests, police in Oklahoma during a random traffic stop discovered a rattlesnake, a bottle of whiskey, and a canister of radioactive uranium.
Was it the Libyans?
The Libyans! It's the Libyans!
What kind of a person is driving around with a rattlesnake and a canister of radioactive uranium in their vehicle?
A person who likes to party.
And where do you store that? Is that in the back seat? I mean, what if you stop short?
Center console, Greg.
I would assume that the uranium.
Right.
I guess you don't have to worry about your dome light working if you have radioactive uranium in your car.
Well, Greg, the new Subaru has 19 cup holders you could keep your uranium in.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
At any time.
The whole car glows.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. All right. Well, so what's the charge? What is the charge? Transporting radioactive uranium in a Datsun?
There are a variety of charges that the driver is facing. We have some sound from the local police sergeant, Anthony Gibbs.
In the back seat, there was another passenger who happened to be a timber rattlesnake. So now he's got a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle, a firearm, and somebody under arrest. The uranium is the wild card in that situation.
Is it an Ear Moth Friday?
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, let's fire up the iPod. It hasn't really been an Ear Moth Friday in a long time.
Right.
Because we haven't worked. All right, well, that is the super group, The Firm, and Radioactive. This is CJ. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Obscure reference?
Yes.
The movie The Repo Man from the mid-80s with Emilio Estevez.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What about Traveling Wilburys?
Yeah.
Several texters are saying the Traveling
for
Wilburys.
Sure.
There's one that worked.
Yeah.
They had good tunes.
What about Power Station? What about Damn Yankees?
Oh.
Here's a texter that says The Highwayman.
Oh,
that's
well,
a super group, right?
You're talking Christopherson, that's, Cash,
that's
Willie
legend,
Nelson.
That's legendary. Right.
Waylon, too. Wasn't Waylon
Jennings?
Yes, Waylon
Jennings.
Jennings.
Oh,
yes, gosh. Yes. Velvet Revolver. We did,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
super group,
they were good.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, excellent.
When Waylon joined that band.
Would you call the guys from STP when they got together with Richard Patrick from Filter, Army of Anyone?
Army of Anyone.
Yeah,
oh.
They had a couple of good
and
tunes.
And they came in the studio, mm-hmm. and they sang one of my all-time favorite songs live. The Filter song, Take a Picture.
Yeah, yes. I remember that.
If you remember that. Mm-hmm. What about, hold on, somebody had a good, oh, Audio Slave. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pretty good
yeah.
super group. Here's somebody who says, Greg, you dumb S, Temple of the Dog is absolutely a super
well,
group. They're not.
They weren't super.
They weren't
the
super at the time.
All those, like Pearl Jam, I don't even think released anything
no,
yet.
No, it was
Soundgarden was around, but they weren't huge
no,
yet.
No, it was prior to that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry that it upsets you, but I'm just telling you.
And stop talking about video games.
What about Cream?
No.
That was kind of a super group. Because Eric Clapton was
already huge. Well, Clapton was in the Yardbirds.
Yep.
Prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yardbirds had some hits,
right.
like For Your Love.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's the Yardbirds, For Your Love, moving four spots up to number 7 on American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem.
After that, though, Blind Faith. Was definitely a super.
Oh yeah, Blind Faith, absolutely.
Clapton and then Steve
yes.
Winwood.
Yes, A Perfect Circle.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hollywood Vampires. Sure. Here's somebody who says the Three Tenors.
Come on,
Three Tenors.
Yeah,
that's legit.
Let's do
man.
It.
Yes.
That's legit. Those
that's
guys
pretty,
used to pull down the chicks,
good.
Man.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, 6:42. It's Danielle's birthday, and coming up this hour, I have tickets to give away. For Korn and Alice in Chains, I got to give them away before 7. So I would not go anywhere. I would stay right here. It's the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 from your concert station. And you can win those tickets very, very soon. Hey, Nick.
How you doing, guys? Good
What's
morning.
Going?
Happy Friday.
Same
to you,
Nick.
Too, kid.
What's up?
Well, first off, Danielle.
Yes.
Happy birthday, honey.
Thanks, buddy.
And your buddy, Bandit Bob, your little Yorkie, gives you a big paw up. This is his dad.
Oh, tell B-Dog I said what's up and give him a kiss for me.
Will do, honey. I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
What, love
what,
you.
What is this?
Chickenfoot. Probably the best supergroup out there, no recognition.
Chickenfoot.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar was in that.
Michael Anthony,
yes.
Joe Satriani.
Yes, yes.
Yep, Chad
yep.
Smith. Yeah,
yep.
They were awesome.
Were there any female supergroups? Before the break, we were talking about supergroups because I earmuffed the Firm song, Radioactive.
Radioactive.
So, I don't, were there ever any female supergroups? Not really, huh?
I can't think
That's
of any.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Since it is Danielle's birthday and it's 6:51 and the Can Man rode his bicycle all the way from Framingham to Brighton.
What a guy.
Not only to celebrate your birthday, but also because he has calculated, apparently, that this is my 7,000th show. Mm. And a texter wants to know if Can Man has little pencil marks counting the number of shows all over his walls like a person counting the days in prison.
No, he carves them into his wall with a butter knife.
Yeah.
I imagine Can Man's place to be... Like that movie with the conspiracy theory guy, who was you know the movie I'm talking about?
The one with Gene Hackman.
Yes, Gene Hackman. What
oh,
was
right.
the, what was the name of that movie?
Oh,
I imagine Can Man's.
Yeah, was Denzel place. In that one?
Yes, it was Denzel.
Oh, what was that? Yeah,
and Gene Hackman. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Enemy
of the State?
What is it?
Enemy of the State.
Yes, Enemy of the State. I imagine Can Man's place to be like that guy's place.
It probably it's probably got an island in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Full-on, you know, gas grill.
But the crazy thing is that earlier this morning when I said Can Man had calculated that this was the 7,000th show, some of you did your own calculating, and it turns out to be that he's pretty right. Like, so I'm pushing 29 years on the air, one station. And if you figure it out and you allow for a good 500 or so vacation days, then
it seems low.
It's about right. 500 vacation days is
that
not low.
That seems kind of low for you.
That's 29 years 10 days a year average. That's
what?
290.
Did you say 10 days?
Yeah, I only in the old days I only took like 1 or 2 days off a year. Stop it with it. Don't vacation shame somebody. Oh, texter says Shu, it is not Denzel, it's Will Smith.
Oh God.
Was it that? An enemy of the state?
Yeah, Will Smith.
It's Will Smith, okay. Not Denzel Shu.
Oh hell no.
Oh hell no. All right, so let's get Cam in here so he can sing happy birthday to Danielle. It's a tradition that he does on the show. Stanley Stiz Grimey bringing him in, getting him over to the microphone. No, right here. You got your mic right
there, Cam.
Cam, how you doing, pal?
Don't touch it.
Nice to see you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be honored to be having your historic 7,000 show. And I also would like to thank Danielle Murr that celebrating for your birthday. How old are you?
42, Cam.
God bless her. Let's do this right now.
Now, hold on a second. Just before you sing, how did you begin to calculate, and why did you begin to calculate how many shows?
Since 49-15 was all started at the beginning.
Okay, was that because, I think at a, we had like a
that's
broadcast.
A concert in Boston.
Oh, yes. Okay, so for my 15th anniversary, we had a concert in Boston. Is that correct?
Correct.
With Dropkicks.
Dropkick Murphys.
Puddle of Mud.
Oh, God.
Who else?
Was Extreme there?
And Extreme. We tried to have a band from every decade. So, okay.
The Glenn
so,
Miller Orchestra.
Okay. And then we had those T-shirts that said 4,915 shows. Okay. Yep. So since then, you've been keeping track of every show. How do you do that? Do you do it on a piece of paper?
No, I use it on Twitter a lot.
So it's what do you mean? But you just add up that like every day you put a check mark or something.
That is correct.
Okay,
it on my mind.
All right. Well, let's give Danielle a happy birthday as only you can do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Danielle.
It's the voice.
Happy birthday to
listen, Stanley Stiz Grimey, were you live on Facebook? Or yes, you were. Okay, because people are texting and saying, why aren't you live? Stiz is he's live on Facebook. That was all live on Facebook. Well done, Ken.
That was awesome, Ken.
That was pretty good, pal.
You're the best.
The reason is why I'm here about that out there, what's going to be happening for my own future, what's going to happen to myself.
Now, we're up against the clock, but
yeah,
go
we're
ahead.
Going to have to do it at least a four page. We're going to have to kill about 4 minutes max.
No. Tell me what is happening for your future.
Okay. Here it goes. Good morning to the viewers of 107.3 FM and log to the website on radio.com or on streamer on WAAF.
Can, stop for 1 second because I think there's people who would like to see, they've heard you for years and they might like to see you. I am going to, if you just give me a moment, I am going to go Instagram live. And of course, on the gram, I am Greg Hill 107. So I am going to, right now, I have just gone Instagram live, and first of all, I'm going to pass by the birthday girl.
Hello.
There she is. Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're not 42, you're a 10.
Oh,
all right, there she is.
You're the best.
And then I'm going to go over it. Stan, you want to grab my phone, and then you can do the Instagram live also so people can see Can Man right up close and personal there. All right.
Okay, lead it off. Okay.
Okay, so what do you, so go ahead. Good. You said good
morning. Led by Greg Hill on the Hillman Morning Show on his historic 7,000th show.
Yes.
Now it's going to be, it's my turn. Let me introduce myself. My name is Michael Peter Mahone.
Yes.
Better known as the Impala and Mike the Can Man.
Yes.
And I'm 56 years old from Framingham, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
The reason is why I'm here in this station is what's going to happen for the future of Michael Peter Mahone.
Yeah.
I'm seeking for a major production of a documentary movie, which are locations through the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
The documentary movie called Mr. Cross Country, the countdown to 2000 career cross country meets. 3 years from now, in the next 190 meets, I will be on tour in Massachusetts. Most of them are the high school meets, as well as youth meets, college, and open meets as well.
Right.
But there will be no can issues, will not, and I will be Pete. I will not allow during this documentary film of one issue, invasion of privacy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you want a documentary done on yourself?
Yep.
But you don't want any invasion of privacy? Simply by its nature?
No.
A documentary, an invasion of privacy. I feel like that's what it is.
Not going to happen out there.
How are they going to do a documentary on you without invading your privacy?
Because of the can issues,
No can issues. Okay,
let's continue on.
Gotcha. Yes.
The reason is for the exact date.
Yes.
For the first time in history,
yes,
it will be held at the Bowditch Field Complex,
mm-hmm,
and the former Marion High School cross-country course in the honor that bears his name, which is part of Lana's Pond, Gleason Pond, right off of Carter Street in Framingham, including Gallagher Park, with two legendary icons of John M. Jack O'Rourke and Michael P. Mahone. It will be renamed the John M. Jack O'Rourke Trail on Michael P. Mahone's historic 2000 career cross-country meet.
Oh, let's hear it for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
So, Ken, if somebody wanted more information on this, how would they reach you?
We're going to get to that.
We're running out of... Okay. Oh, he's got a sign.
He's
okay.
Savvy.
He brought in a sign. Okay, so that's how people can get a hold of you, Twitter or Facebook. Okay, all right, excellent. So we will have more on this coming up. Can Man, I want to thank you for coming by.
Yep.
What
do you want me to do? Because we got to continue this. It's already on page 204.
What I'd like you to do is, you have two more pages of written material?
I got three more pages of material. So
If you could take it with Stiz Grimey and go over it, we'll get back to it in a little bit on the show.
Well, how are we going to do that?
We're going to get to it in a little bit on the program.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.